The National Marine Fisheries Service says the new limited entry program is meant to stabilize the growing southeast and south central halibut charter fishing sector, which has exceeded federal guideline harvest levels for several years. Rachel Baker is a fisheries analyst with NIMS.
The number of vessels that had participated in recent years, really since about 2004, had increased. There had been sort of a gradual increase, and so the intent was to limit the number of vessels that could participate in order to sort of limit that growth.
The program will require the charter businesses to obtain a permit from NIMS during a one-time 60-day application period. NIMS has not yet set that schedule, but the agency says it could begin as soon as next month. In order to qualify, Baker says an individual or business will need to have conducted documented charters in certain years.
The first qualification period is 2004 or 2005. Participation would be required in one of those years. The applicant will be able to select which one based on their individual participation. And then the second qualification period is 2008. So essentially to qualify for the minimum level of qualification is 5 logbook fishing trips in both of those qualification periods. And that minimum amount of participation would qualify an applicant for a non-transferable.
Applicants could qualify for a transferable permit if they completed 15 charter trips in each of their qualifying years. NIMS estimates that some 43% of the southeast halibut charter fleet and 34% of south central halibut charter businesses would not qualify for the permit. NIMS projects it will issue around 502 permits for the southeast region and another 418 for south central. Baker says NIMS estimates there would still be enough halibut charter operators to meet current angler demand and maybe allow for some future growth.
We don't think, based on what we've seen, that this limited access program would by itself reduce charter halibut harvest.
The North Pacific Fishery Management Council passed the new limited entry program in 2007. Baker says the permit requirement is just one step in an overall effort to limit the growth in charter halibut harvest.
The next step that the council has actually already recommended and NIMS is working on is what the council called a catch-sharing program, and that's essentially an allocation to the charter sector in the southeast area and the south central area, which does not exist right now. There's a guideline harvest level, but it's not an allocation. And that catch-sharing program will provide an allocation, and along with it, implement some management measures that will be intended to keep the charter harvest level at that allocation. And that's coming in the future. That's not a part of this limited access program.
Not unexpectedly, the limited entry program is garnering mixed reviews from the commercial and charter fleets, which have been engaged in a long-standing debate over halibut catches. John Blair is the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, SEAGO. Blair says a charter fleet has been unfairly blamed for declining halibut numbers in Alaska.
This plan was implemented in response to accusations of out-of-control charter growth, when in fact, for the past 3 years, actually since 2006, industry participation by the guided charter industry has been flat, and certainly in 2009 we saw a dramatic decrease. Frankly, we caught 50% fewer fish than the year before, and in 2010 we see no relief. So some of us may begin to question the original reasons for the moratorium. However, since it has been a long-planned event, we're in an acceptance mode rather than continuing to try to fight it.
Between the one halibut bag limit imposed last summer in Southeast and the limited entry system, Blair says the halibut charter industry has been hit hard by new federal regulations.
Well, this is quite frankly yet another one of the death by a thousand cuts initiatives that we can point our fingers to. No single initiative on its own has been the proverbial final nail. However, cumulatively, the impact has been dire.
Both the charter and commercial industries had expected the limited entry program to be implemented this year. Jeff Shelton has worked as a commercial halibut fisherman for 50 years. He says a limited entry system for the halibut charter fleet is necessary and long past due.
For the last 5 years, the council has attempted to establish a limit on the catch from the charter fleet without actively controlling permits or anything else. And those efforts have been for naught because the catch in the charter fleet has exceeded the council's recommendations and the council's levels significantly every year, including in 2009, even with the economic downturn and the decreased participation that occurred on the charter fleet.
And those charter overages have been a source of frustration for Southeast longliners like Shelton, who have seen their catch limits drop by more than 50% in the last few years. Details of the new limited entry program for the halibut charter industry are available online at alaskafisheries.noaa.gov. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.